This episode of Profiles in Risk is sponsored by InsurTech Insights New York City, the largest InsurTech conference of the spring season. Join us on June 5th and 6th in New York City at the beautiful Javits Center as we dive into the future of insurance technology. Use discount code INERDS25 to save 25% on your ticket. See you in New York.
Hello and welcome to Profiles in Risk. This is your host, Tony Canyas. Super, super excited because I have my nice microphone back. It's been a year and a week to be exact since I had my nice microphone with me. And today I have with me Tiana Shoei, COO and co-founder at MeshVI. It is, I did verify on both the last name pronunciation, which I probably screwed up, and on the company pronunciation, it is pronounced MeshVI, not MeshVI or Mesh 6. So Tiana, thank you for joining me today. How's it going?
It's going wonderful, Tony. Thank you for having me. I appreciate this.
My absolute pleasure. And Tiana is not only co-founder and COO at MeshVI, but also fellow CPCU and fellow podcaster. Yeah. So another fellow true insurance nerd. According to LinkedIn, you are in South Carolina, just north of me. I'm in Atlanta. Always curious about the weather. So we're recording on April 23rd. Atlanta went from super nice to the pit of hell, back to super nice. And I think we'll be at super nice for about another week. And then it's summer for the next 7 months, right? How are things in South Carolina?
The exact same. I was like, we had 2 days that were in the 90s. And I'm going, wait a minute, what happened to spring? And then it dropped down to the 50s. And you know, now we're back at normal spring weather. So as you know, weather in the South is as volatile as a hormonal teenager.
Yep. So Tiana, we always give the guests the chance to give the elevator pitch. What is MeshVI?
That's a great question, Tony. So it is the key transportation. We focus right now on transportation insurance, the key transportation insurance administration platform. And essentially what that means in real life is that we're taking all of the manual processes that exist today in transportation insurance. For example, when sending a vehicle schedule through Excel spreadsheets or a driver schedule through Excel spreadsheets, and we're automating that on a streamlined portal. And the VI, thank you for verifying that, that we're VI, stands for verified insurance. And so what we're trying to do is say AI is fantastic, but let's pair AI with verified insurance. And so by streamlining everything and creating a single platform that's accessible by insureds, agents, wholesalers, brokers, insurance carriers, claims adjusters, lien holders, as well as certificate holders, everybody in the industry that has a stake in this has a specific portal access. We're streamlining all of that and making things a lot easier for the industry. So as you pointed out, I'm a CPCU. I'm an insurance nerd at my core. And my business partner and I set out to say, how do we take manual processes and automate them in a smart way?
All right. So insurance administration platform, specific for transportation. That is very, very interesting. So I actually, little known fact, I started my career as a fleet manager in the trucking business. Not insurance, but I've got an idea of what that world looks like. And I have ran into plenty of transportation or trucking specialized brokers, underwriters, etc. And that world is significantly more conservative and old-fashioned than the rest of insurance, right? So I had never thought about how data moves within the trucking world or within the transportation world. Okay. So immediately, as soon as you said transportation insurance administration platform, that made sense to me. I'm like, yes, it makes sense that if I am a transportation focused carrier or broker, this would make a lot of sense. But then you really blew my mind. And the verified insurance piece makes a lot of sense too. Because yes, it is a world where you know, the clients are constantly asking you for certificates of insurance. A single trucking company might be working with hundreds of clients. So yes, and like vehicles are added, vehicles are removed. Yes, things get really tricky. So that verified piece makes a lot of sense to me. The part that really surprised me is because what I first thought when you were describing this is, okay, this is meant for a transportation broker, for a broker that specializes in trucking insurance. It's basically an AMS for them, mm-hmm. or maybe a Guidewire type or Duck Creek type, but specialized for transportation for whatever carriers and MGAs focus on that. But you guys have actually opened this up to every other stakeholder,
right,
which I just haven't seen anywhere. So right. Yes, I am really curious on kind of the origin story. And by the way, if I described anything wrong, do correct me.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. Thank you. And, you know, Tony, I'm glad you pointed this out, because this has been the number one obstacle that we face in introducing our product to the marketplace, because people are trying to figure out, how do I fit this into the paradigm that I know? And the reality is we're breaking the paradigm. You know, everybody thinks in terms of AMS, IMS, right? And so the problem is that there's a space in between those, and that's where we're coming in, and we're saying, well, wait a minute, we don't need to be a general ledger like an AMS is, right? But we do need to be a better way to transact vehicle changes, driver changes, order MVRs. So we thought between the lines, we thought in a different space than most people think when we created our product. And so a lot of people initially have a hard time conceptualizing it. But what we found is, once our users get in and start using it, they all of a sudden have these aha moments, and they go, oh my gosh, I've been manually doing this, or I've been, you know, this has been a lot of extra work, or I never thought that we could automate this, because sometimes we take our processes for granted, and we don't think creatively enough about it. So I'm glad you brought this up, because this is a unique play that we're making. And one of the unique plays that we're making, to the point that you mentioned about certificates of insurance, is we're actually launching a live certificate insurance platform. So that way shippers and brokers can log in and access live insurance data, and there's no longer static PDFs that are relied upon. And that's gonna curtail a lot of fraud issues that exist in this space with false certificates of insurance, or motor carriers who are stealing identity and stealing loads because they've stolen identity. So I know I kind of went in a lot of different directions with that answer, but just to go back to the origin story is quite simple. You hit the nail on the head with the broker. My business partner, who is the founder of the original tech platform, is a longtime insurance broker. And he was looking at the amount of work that his staff was doing reconciling monthly reporters. So when you look at the monthly reporting process on the transportation business, you have lots of adds and deletes throughout the month, be it on the driver side or the vehicle side, and oftentimes multiple lines of coverage. So you'll have adds and deletes on a physical damage policy versus adds and deletes on an auto liability versus motor truck cargo. And they're not always in sync, because some, you know, if you have employees versus owner operators, you're going to have different nuances as to which coverages apply to which. And so he said, how do we just take all of that manual reconciliation work out of it and streamline the process? Well, the obvious answer was create a portal for the motor carriers to manage their vehicles and drivers, pull their MVRs, keep track of everything, and then create a system that automatically does the reconciliation. If the adds and deletes, if this becomes the source of truth for the motor carrier, and we create a streamlined way to track coverage, and we have a patented grid view that is a simple click, auto liability on this, physical damage on this, motor truck cargo on this. It's a really unique system. It takes it down from multiple spreadsheets per line of coverage to one view for the motor carrier. Once those changes are made, they automatically filter up to the broker, and then they go through the entire ecosystem. And obviously the views are limited based upon, you know, which type of user is looking at it. A lien holder only needs to see a small portion of the data. An insurance carrier needs to see a different set. A claims adjuster needs to see a different set. But, you know, each of those portals are customized to the user. But now what we've done is we've taken a step that would traditionally go, insured gets a unit, has to put it in five or six different systems, then has to send it to their agent, who then has to send it to, you know, their wholesaler or their insurance program, who then has to issue an endorsement, who then has to go back to the agent, who then has to go back to the insured with an endorsement. All of that is streamlined on our platform. One one change by the insured, and then it goes up through the entire system and sits in one place. And so we've taken something, this is why it's hard to conceptualize for a lot of people, because they're looking at this thinking, well, no, I have to have this system and this system and this system. And we're saying, but do you? Let us rethink what a better way is altogether. So that's a lot of, I give you a word salad to a very simple question.
Okay. Who is the client for you guys? Who buys the platform?
Great question. So it's always free for the insureds. And the purchasers of our product are insurance brokers, insurance wholesalers, insurance carriers are the primary purchasers. And then lien holders and shippers and brokers, certificate holders can also pay a small fee to access the portal data. So they get just a small portal fee. But the reason that we have it set up like that is whoever is the primary purchaser of the system then owns the data. And that's the other really key fundamental thing that we're doing here. If you look at transportation data in general, everything's siloed. But what we're doing is we're now taking all that data, because you can order MVRs on our system. You can order valuation reports that will give you the actual cash value, so you can get your ACVs right on your physical damage policy. We have the ELD integration, so we can do mileage and we can check vehicles, and we've got DOT data on our system. So we're the first platform of its kind that's saying right now, insurance brokers or insurance companies or insurance wholesalers are accessing this data in silos and using it in silos. We're putting it in a single platform, which not only reconciles and consolidates data, which is the big powerful word in our world, right? But it also solves portal fatigue. Ask anybody in an agency, in an insurance company or wholesaler, how many portals they're looking at in a daily basis. We cut 6 down to 1 on our system.
Okay. What is the implementation like? So if I am a broker, a wholesaler, or a carrier, it kind of sounds like you don't replace my AMS. Let's start with brokers. It kind of sounds like you don't replace my AMS. You plug into it. Is right. That correct? Okay.
Right, because your typical AMS is not going to be a good source of truth for tracking vehicle and driver changes.
Okay.
So that doesn't live in the AMS. So we will integrate policy data, name, address, all those redundant fields with an AMS. But the data that your AMS isn't going to touch, that's where we're going to be your source of truth. So it's not, there's no real overlap there. We're doing what the AMS doesn't do.
Okay. And do you easily integrate into the big AMSs into Epic, Vertifor, et cetera, Hawksoft?
Yeah, we're built on a modern tech platform. And so we've got API integrations and capabilities. Mm-hmm. We're running into more than anything are some of the outdated tech platforms that, you know, have been there for a while that can't, that don't have API capabilities. So for us, the answer is yes, that's easy. It's sometimes the other tech that we're running into issues with. But to answer your bigger question, what's the implementation like? Where we solve that is we just do a bunch of bulk imports. So it's really easy to do bulk data imports and uploads. So we can take, you know, a big book of business and get it in the system in a matter of minutes.
Okay. And does that import go both ways?
Mm-hmm.
Or does it only need to go one way?
Yep. Import, export. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. What's the pricing like?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it's based on the number of units in the system. And it can be as little as $5 a year for a unit to be in our system. And there's volume basing. And then there's, you know, we also give discounts on multi-year contracts and stuff like that. But, you know, I coming from the insurance background, coming from an insurance company, being a product manager in my former life before I got onto the tech side of things, I understand how expense ratios work, because mm-hmm. I used to be the PM managing an expense ratio. So for me, it was very important for us to price our product in a way that was meaningful and made sense to the different users of our platform. So we it's a very sensical pricing model, whether you're talking about a broker or a wholesaler or an insurance carrier. It's meant to complement the work that you're doing and not detract from it. And what honestly, the ROI is quite phenomenal because of things like when you hire a new employee at an agency, for example, as a CRM, the learning curve on when you're looking at something as nuanced as transportation, the learning curve is is significantly reduced because we have so much smart logic built into our platform that the things that 20 years of experience you have to teach somebody when you're teaching a new CRM, all that's built into our system with, you know, different boundaries and guidelines to help users quickly learn. So let me give you a quick example. You can't have OCAC coverage on an employee driver. That would be, they would apply for workers' comp, not OCAC. Only independent contractors would have that. We've got that smart logic built into our system. As soon as you put employee, OCAC is taken off of the table as an optional coverage. So little things like that, that we built into it, that the ROI is realized in a lot of different ways.
Right. All right. So we talked about implementation. We talked broker side. Okay. Carrier side. It also doesn't replace Guidewire, Duck Creek, or whatever. It plugs in.
Plugs in. Right. So take, for example, you issue a policy, right? That policy has to make its way back to the insured. Well, we have a document manager built into our system. As soon as the policy is issued, if you want to do direct bill, you plug that into our system. The policy is immediately available to the insured right there on the platform. And we've done integrations with different payment vendors and different premium finance companies, so the insured can even pay their premium and get their policy right there. So it just takes the data coming from the IMS. Now it streamlines it in one place for the insured. They can get their policies. They can see their endorsements. They can pay their bills right there from one platform where they're making their vehicle and driver changes.
Right. So it looks like you've been with the company for 4 years. Is that the amount of time it's been around, basically?
Out in the market, yes. This product was something that my co-founder used in his agency for many years before going to market with it. So when he started working on saying, I want to go out to, you know, market with this, he asked me to be one of his advisors. And that's when I sat down, because I have experience in the tech space working with CAB, which was the largest data provider to the transportation insurance space, or still is the largest data provider. So I worked there and got to know everybody in the industry in every spectrum, because everybody uses CAB data in transportation. And so I came alongside as an advisor. And then as things progressed, it turned into a partnership. And now we're out making trouble in the transportation space.
All right. What are the clients saying? Those that have been on the platform for a year or two, what are they sharing ROI numbers with you, or do you have any great client stories?
Yeah, we have a couple great client stories. So we are getting some ROI numbers. A lot of that comes around the MVR savings, because we've connected in with one of the main vendors, Samba Safety. And what's been interesting about that is they have a vault system. So in certain states, they're allowed to do vault records on MVRs, which means that when the agency has to pull it, they're only paying $2 per MVR. And so the realized savings on MVRs is huge. So we're getting some of that, and we're getting some time ROI, which is quite significant. But some of our greatest stories are claims that were avoided or claims that were paid as a result of how our system works. E&O has been the number one thing. One of my favorite sayings that I got from one of our clients is one agency owner, and he said, I used to stay up at night thinking about the E&O issues I had, trying to manage vehicle addition and deletions via email. And now it's all streamlined there with, you know, a complete transaction history, all automated, and I can sleep at night knowing I don't have the same E&O exposures I had. So we had one agency tell us that they're thinking they're going to save around seven figures in E&O claims alone just using our system, because it's a big agency group, because they're not going to have things fall through the cracks, because it's now all done on an automated platform. Most insurance brokerages right now are managing vehicle and driver additions via email, which is just not a very efficient way to do it. And that it opens yourself up. One example of an E&O claim that was saved is we had a motor carrier that just wanted to take physical damage off of a vehicle. Because of the way our patented grid works, they literally click a button and say, remove coverage. When they followed up with an email, the CSR, this was before they had fully implemented using our system, the CSR read, oh, I got to take that vehicle off. But then when they got in mesh, they saw, no, they're just asking to remove the physical damage. And so the difference between taking a vehicle off of an auto liability policy and all lines of coverage versus one line of coverage is vastly different. Another example we had is We had an OCAC claim, and you know, and you want to pay claims when there's a legitimate claim out there, you know. So we all know that. And the driver had just recently signed up for OCAC coverage and then unfortunately passed away. And there was a lot of questions about the claims because everything done in email. But as soon as they got into Mesh and they saw that the driver had signed up for OCAC coverage prior to the incident occurring, then we had a solid transaction trail. It saved all kinds of time in back and forth with litigation and claims adjusting. And they were able to see, yes, this is a legitimate claim. The date and timestamp on it is legitimate. So, I mean, I could give you example after example, but one of my favorite things is we were talking to one of our clients and they were getting a demo of a kind of similar system. And he said, yeah, the whole time I was thinking Mesh BI is better. Mesh BI is better. Mesh BI is better. So, you know, we love to see our users get excited about how much time it's saving them, how efficient they're becoming, how much less E&O exposure they have, and also that their insureds love it. One of our agencies that clients, agency client users sent out a survey to their clients and they specifically got back in the notes, we love Mesh. Thank you. This has made it so much easier. You're saving us time. We don't have any more back and forth with your CSRs on, you know, questions about what about this, what about that? Because for example, one of the simple things we built into it was a VIN verification tool. So you can't have somebody ask to add a vehicle with a bad VIN because there's 17 digits. So it's really easy to make a you know, mistake on a 17 digit VIN. As soon as you put it into Mesh, it's going to verify whether it's the right VIN or not. That in and of itself has saved so much time.
Are there any features that are coming out this year that you're excited about that you can already talk about?
Yeah, we're actually implementing a couple of premium finance integrations with a couple of big premium finance companies that I'm pretty excited about. And you know what we're again trying to do is just streamline this process and make it so much easier for everybody else. And then I think probably the thing that we're most excited about is the full access to our live certificate of insurance. We've been working with attorneys in the industry because this is something that we wanted to attack from a holistic perspective and look at, you know, what's happening fraud-wise, what do shippers and brokers need. So we're going to be launching our full certificate, live certificate of insurance platform, and that's going to be accessible by any certificate holders. And that's going to be a game changer because there's a lot of interesting fraud that occurs in the freight space, and having a live certificate of insurance, that's going to be a big game changer.
Right. Conferences.
Yes.
What are you guys attending for the rest of the year? So if a listener wants to meet you guys in person, we met at ITC last year, so I'm assuming you're still going to ITC.
Yes.
Are you going to InsurTech Insights? Are you going to
Yeah, so we're definitely going to be at ITC. So hopefully I'll see you there again, Tony. We're
absolutely
all going to be at ERMI, that's going to be in this summer. We're also going to the MCIEF, Motor Carrier Insurance Education Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
We have a conference in Orlando that we're going to be at, and we're also going to be at the Phoenix conference. So we're really kind of focusing on that transportation space. But one thing I'll just throw out there, we're starting in transportation because one of the things that you'll learn, you know, with every business model is stay focused on a niche and then grow from there. But the cool thing about our platform is because it's asset-based, is our plan is once we really lock down transportation to open it up to any asset-based insurance. So think drones, think yachts, think property, think contractors' equipment. Anything that has a schedule of any sort, we're going to be able to manage on Mesh. We just wanted to be really focused at first, and then we are going to be expanding to any asset based. And so we're working with a lot of big groups that are going, oh, I can't wait until you've got property insurance because I deal with these big condos and we have different units and we need to manage our units or our contractors' equipment. And I have all these pieces of contractor equipment or yachts or drones, all those unique kind of niches of scheduled insurance policies.
Fantastic. Fantastic. We're kind of at the edge of my understanding of this side of the business. So I've asked you everything I can think of. As a former farm underwriter, yeah, the schedules get crazy, right? I never did transportation, but good point. And anything that does a lot of property, the schedules are a pain to deal with, and historically we have dealt with them in less than efficient ways. So this tracks for me. It makes sense. Very, very exciting stuff. Looking forward to see you guys continue to grow. Have you on the podcast again? By the way, if you want to plug your podcast, please do go ahead.
Thank you. Nobody wants to hear me drone on, but I do appreciate it. I do appreciate that. That I do enjoy the art of practicing public speaking. It's not very many people enjoy public speaking. I'm one of those weirdos that actually loves getting up in front of an audience.
What is the name of the podcast?
Well, the name of the podcast you can find on YouTube is Tiana Shoei Ain't Quite Right. And then my main one, though, is Made to Conquer.
Okay, perfect, perfect. I'll try to include them both in the show notes. Thank you so much for your time today. This has been super, super, super interesting. Fantastic to see what you're doing, it makes sense to me.
Yeah, well, thank you, Tony. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you doing this podcast. This is a fun time to be in the industry. I think you and I are probably close enough in age. I'm probably a little bit older than you to have seen the evolution of technology in the insurance space, and it's a lot of fun to be in a place where we're able to start asking ourselves the question, "What should be," instead of what is. And that's really a fun place to be.
I agree 100%. Thank you.
Thank you.